That was delicious.
That was delicious.
A man named Jersey Joe walks in
with
duck meatballs.
Jersey Joe slings in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I didn't know him until now.
But I'm glad to know him.
Oh.
Jersey Yo. That's our man. Like
that was so
good. That's unbelievable. But we had to stop and get just a little bit of water to wet our whistles. But
because a meatball is not an easy thing to make that's that big, because you're going to dry it out.
No, and that's one of my top three.
And you're a man who ranks meatballs.
I
give us your ranking.
Lavo still number one. Lavo in Vegas. Still
good meatball.
That meatball is unbelievable. But he's two or three.
That was good.
That was so good.
I had the one with boudin in it.
I did too. But you know what else was really good about that? I made the mistake before we came in here. I smelled it in our kitchen and I went in there and I looked and I said, oh man, that red sauce looked good. It's not sauce. It's gravy.
Gravy.
It's gravy. Them Italians call
red
it gravy.
Gravy.
Because then I was like, are you from South Louisiana? Because that's what everybody in South Louisiana calls sauce, gravy. But no, he's just from New Jersey, but he's full-blooded Italian. So apparently full-blood Italians call it gravy too.
Look, that's his great-grandmother's recipe.
Well, she had it, buddy.
And she made him memorize it.
Really?
Would not write it down because she was scared steal the recipe.
Can't have it.
Well, that's a shame because it's now on the Duck Commander YouTube channel. So once you run across this, if you want to learn how to make duck meatballs with red gravy, go check it out.
I bet that red gravy recipe ain't on that.
Probably not. I think he probably brought that up here. And
that was good.
And just kind of.
Grandmama don't play that.
Is Grandmama just from Italia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sicily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was awesome. Good.
Yeah, I like Italian people.
I do, too. We're into a lot of the same things. Like
pizza.
Put everything together on bread, add cheese, call it good.
Look, they cook good, and they also make good shotguns.
Speaking of shotguns.
Blend there.
So.
Can cook meatballs and then can build a shotgun.
You know who makes the best meatballs?
Yeah.
Italian boy.
That could have been the greatest shotgun commercial ever made.
Instead, it just lives in infamy on my phone.
Yeah,
that never went anywhere.
I sent it to them and they died laughing, but they never used it for anything.
They should use that.
Should we play it now for them?
You want to watch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the greatest, ladies and gentlemen. Martin's going to pull this up. This is the greatest commercial that never was. Like, it's going to end up on an ABC show right before Christmas about commercials you've never seen that were fantastic.
It may take me a second to find it.
You
had a shotgun story.
Oh, well, Benelli made Phil a shotgun, a signature shotgun for the Duck Commander's 50th anniversary.
Ooh.
That's a true statement. I had
awesome. One of the, not something that you would want to hunt with.
Oh, this is
something that you would want
to looking at.
Put up on the mantle,
yeah,
and not ever touch, not even put a fingerprint on.
When I ordered it like I was ordering a legacy piece that would be passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, so
not
it was used as
this
a
morning. Pouring down rain. Pouring down rain.
That's what she was talking.
I look over there, and he pulled that shiny. It's got a nickel plated finish. I mean, it's beautiful. He pulled that thing out of that gun sleeve and set it up there in the pouring down rain. And I said, Phil, is that shotgun that
memorial shotgun
50th anniversary? Yeah. He said, oh yeah, we fixing to break her in. I said, okay,
I love
what's the point of having a shotgun on a wall?
Then he killed the deer, started killing everything that flew by.
He said, call old Jace and tell him I'm breaking in his shotgun. I'm gonna pass down to
that's
him.
Right, I'm fixing to break it in for you. Went to killing everything that flies.
Clean that real good when we get back. You know, it's like that piece of rock candy on
Indian
hat
for
on Jersey Wells.
It's just to look through.
Just for looking through, it ain't for eating.
Yeah.
And he's straight. Well, it makes sense for Phil not to see a shotgun and not put it on the wall.
Well, if it don't have rust on it, you know, it would ever belong to him. You know. But it didn't shock me when I saw it.
There it is.
We found it.
Yeah, it just took me a minute. You got your AirDrop on?
I have no idea. Maybe
said maybe.
Oh, who is Rance iMac?
Rance iMac.
There's too many people working here now.
There he is.
I'm accepting.
You got a whole building full.
Oh, I got it too. Let's see.
You want it, Stone?
Ladies and gentlemen, for those driving your car, this is worth getting on YouTube/Duck Call Room, subscribing.
So before,
and watching.
Let me give a little backstory.
Give a backstory.
Benelli's coming out with a new shotgun, and we just got them. Like, first ones made, sent here, because we've been with them for forever. And they said, hey, can you, you know, to help promote this, can you, I mean, it's probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago now. I don't know how long. Whenever the Super Black Eagle 3 came out, they said, can you get Phil, you know, to do a little bit we can put on social media or whatever? And I said, yeah. So I sent the shotgun and Dan the Butler down to Phil's. I told Dan, I said, I need you to get a little video about Phil talking about this new shotgun. You know, it's brand new, best they've ever made, completely redesigned. I gave him all the little talking points. He's like, yeah, I got it. This is what I get in return.
And hey, I have not seen this.
You've never seen this?
No, but hey, I'm fixed to tell you. You're fixing to be shocked and awe here.
Yeah.
And I have not seen it because I know my brother.
Just wait till you hear the comparisons made in this video.
This belongs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm sure he used all your talking points.
Are you ready?
Or none of them.
Watch him.
This is Phil produced.
So you're going to argue with me about who makes the best meatballs on planet Earth? The Italians make the best meatballs on planet Earth. Secondly, you see this? That's called a Benelli. Italian made, just like with the meatballs. It does that every time. And the odds of this hanging up, it's about the same odds as me having a hangover. Yay, Italia.
And then he just walks off. He said because the audio cuts out a little bit because iPhones do that to you whenever there's loud noises.
Yeah.
But for what you didn't hear is he said the odds of this shotgun hanging up are about the same as me waking up with a hangover. Yeah. Yay, Italian.
Yeah. Oh,
look at
boy.
Look at this man.
You should have seen Beth and they everybody over here jumped when he started shooting the shotgun.
The next thing I thought he was going to do, I'm serious, the next thing I thought I was going to see is he was going to throw in that mud rut and have a vehicle running over and then pick it up, walk behind him and wrench it out and just boom, 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 boom.
That's what I got. That's why you can't go down there and ask for these things without being on site, because this is what you get back.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we got to run that.
Yeah.
Yay, Italia.
Yay, Italia.
Yeah.
I sent it to Benelli, and they were like, "Do what?"
I mean, I would have been like, "All right, we got our Super Bowl commercial." Like, this
oh
is
yeah.
There's nothing more vintage. So
he just walked. Even the walk in.
Well, you hear him in the background. Yeah. You hear him say, "All right, are you ready?" I mean, he's producing this in his own mind, like just on the fly. Like, listen, this jam, Stone.
Greatest song of all time. Amazing rhymes.
I'm telling.
Who is that?
We got Songfinch to write a song for Uncle Si.
Who?
Songfinch.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
What is that?
They'll make you a song.
They'll make you a song for anything that you do.
There
do
you
wrong
go.
All right.
Do wrong or right.
All right.
Most of the time, people are celebrating birthdays, anniversaries. We just celebrate you for forgetting birthdays.
They're good songwriters.
Good songwriters. Anybody that can sneak in Olive Garden and Forgotten. Yeah.
And not just Olive Garden. Yeah. They snuck it in the first verse.
That's big. Like,
not only that, you know, hats off to the musicians.
Yeah.
It's a jam.
I mean, yeah. That captured the essence of Si.
That's Valentine's Day gift around, Martin.
A song?
A song.
It lasts way longer than flowers.
Yeah. I mean, forever on Spotify.
Yeah. Anybody can listen to it. I mean, what else do you need? You fill out a little questionnaire. They give you a deal. You fill it out, and then they send you back the song. Like, it's four steps, and you've got your own song.
And I've heard it. So, look, they have good songwriters.
Yeah, absolutely. But
okay, because it's a jam.
jam.
And that's what you can do. You can get on there. You can pick your favorite Songfence artist. You can get Master One. And they'll pour their heart into writing, professionally recording, and producing your original song in just 4 to 7 days. And Songfence even has a worry-free guarantee, which lets you revise and fine-tune your original song's lyrics for no additional cost, because it's not perfect until you say it's perfect. And they have extra special add-ons that can help commemorate the occasion even more. You can get a vinyl of your song. You can get one-of-a-kind art created from the lyrics. They got all sorts of cool stuff. You can even add your song to streaming services so you can more easily surprise your unsuspecting recipient. Songfence is the only original music platform that guarantees that you'll love your song or they'll work with you. Until they do, they stand behind their community of talented artists in every original song that they create. And there have been over 300,000 of them. So this Valentine's Day, put your heart on the line with a studio quality song that's totally unique to your relationship. Only takes 4 to 7 days, but the song will last forever.
And be a constant reminder about your woman's birthday.
If that's what you choose.
If that's what you choose. We're talking about Valentine's Day.
True love.
For a limited time, Songfence is letting our listeners upload their song on Spotify for free so you can listen to your new favorite song anywhere you go. Go to songfence.com/ and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. That's a $50 value. This offer is only available for our listeners at our special URL, songfence.com/duck. That's songfince.com/duck
with two birds, Songfence and duck.
Don't wait. Get started now. What people don't know is our first year with Benelli. Phil walked up to, I don't remember what her title was, but it was a lady that worked for Benelli. She was Italian. She was from Italy at the factory where they design everything, all the things. And he said, you know, you Italians sure make some good pizza. And that lady's just looking at him and she says, sir, we make even better shotguns. And Phil was speechless. Phil's like, I mean, he had nothing.
He didn't have no comeback.
He gave the lady from Italy just a solid thumbs up. And I'm sitting there like, well, this deal's over. We'll never be with these guys again.
And then here we are.
And here we are, however many years later, 15 years later. Look at it. Pop, pop, pop. I tell you what, though, it says something for an inertia shotgun if it goes off three times without being on your shoulder, because part of the recoil action is for your shoulder to be up against pressure to work.
Hold on.
But that is vintage feel. So if y'all ever wonder what it's like having that guy as the face of your company and you need him to do something, there you go. There you go. All you people are like, oh, you got the best job ever. Yeah, try censoring that. Like, I mean,
nah, that belongs
to you. And try scripting this man, because it ain't gonna work.
You never know what he's gonna do.
Like, I gave him like 5 talking points. He didn't mention any of them. No. He mentioned meatballs.
And then he'll just do this.
Then he'll just walk off.
Then he's gone.
And dare you to say stop.
And you know they didn't do another take.
No, that's all I got.
That was it?
That's it.
Dan probably said, you also, nope. That's it.
This was in like June. Phil put face paint on for this.
No.
Like, he was over there producing this. Like, I mean, this was in June. Look how green it is. Like, we're talking about this is middle of summer. Like,
who was the bunch that he was going to have them clean out our blinds from?
Oh, Billy the Exterminator.
Yeah, the Exterminator. Okay. He wanted them to get rid of all of the cottonmouths, all the purple tail wasps, all of the black widow spiders, and the recluse spider.
The recluse.
Yeah. And look, he's walking up there, and he's got a tow sack in one hand and his AR-15 in another one.
That's part
okay,
of this.
Okay, well, hey, look. He grabbed that tow sack by the bottom, and he's emptying it out in between a bunch of people. We got a circle around here. And what he empties out is about 5 big Congo poisonous snake.
Yeah, cottonmouth. Me and him went and caught him the day before.
Yeah, and look, and then the next thing you hear is just bam, 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 with that M15 about 7 times, and he like to blew my ears away.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Also, everyone driving down the road listening to this podcast here is just...
Hey, it's pieces of snake flying every direction.
He did do that.
Okay, and he did it... Yo, and everybody's just whoa.
He straight did that.
There's pieces.
Like, it was the perfect protocol for non-gun safety that you've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, people standing all around, Phil just blowing mud and snake everywhere. The side took it easy. He said seven. It was all 30 of them.
Oh, no. Hey, he just, I mean, my ears were just.
And then in typical Phil fashion, after he did it, he looked at me and Si and was like, heh.
Yeah, like, get you some of that.
Yeah, like, got them.
Yeah, get you some of that.
Yeah. And I was like,
I'm going to show you how to exterminate.
Yeah. Oh, Phil does love a good, like, put somebody in a real uncomfortable situation.
Oh, he has an infatuation with misery.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
And his speech style, I would best describe as shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
No, he lives for the gasp.
Hey, have we ever told the story?
Hey, his motto, you got to know his motto. His motto, ever since he's been about
who's a man?
Yeah, about 18 years old, is, you know, who's a man?
Yeah.
You going or not, you know?
He needs to change that motto to I'm old.
Yeah. Because look, him and Tommy took a bunch of guys from Tennessee, okay? And I think it was like 16 degrees.
Ugh.
Okay, with about a 35-mile-an-hour wind. No waders. Okay, but what the boys from Tennessee didn't know is they had wetsuits on with tennis shoes.
Oh, Phil and Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and they said, boys, hey, we ain't hunting the blind today. And they said, wait, tell me, who are we hunting? He said, we're hunting flooded timber.
With no waders?
Yeah, with no waders. Yeah.
In ice water?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You had to break it. You had to break it, okay, to get out there. And Phil and Tommy got tennis shoes. They go out there stomping holes in it and said, y'all just follow us. We'll break the holes. You know, and they go out there and get waist deep.
Who's a man?
Yeah, who's a man? Are y'all coming or are you going to go back to the house like a bunch of Winnies?
And the whole time they cheating with wetsuits.
Yeah.
I'm headed to the house.
Yeah.
Hey, that's they went wild. Out to them boys froze.
And you think it's
they
funny.
They had beards and mustaches on and look, it was all iced over.
Look, so I come from a family of mean folks.
Oh, no. Hey.
Don't let them fool you.
Look.
Anytime your uncle back you into a wasp nest, that ain't.
Oh, no.
I mean, look. That's mean.
And
that's
then
hateful.
Shut the engine off and laugh because you're getting stung.
Yeah. That's hateful.
Hold on. Oh, hey, mean as the devil. I had a lot of devil in them, too. I'm telling you. They need to repent all the time. I'm serious.
He's calling for repentance.
I had an aunt that, hey, when you put your feet under her table and eat a meal, somebody's fixing to bleed. Because she's going to reach. She's got toes. Somebody, and she's fixing to grab somebody and cut them with her toenails.
Is that the same one that was a nurse that rubbed salt?
That was her sister. And she was meaner than her older sister.
She rubbed a bunch of salt.
Oh, no. That's Irene was the one that cut you with a toenail. Mary Sue, her sister, younger sister, was the one that, hey, Nathan Hale stepped. We all running barefoot. He stepped on a broken glass, mason jar. And it literally cut his foot right here all the way to
show,
the bone,
show
all
and
the way
tell.
Across.
Show and tell, right in the instep.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So look.
The table's in the way. I'm doing it.
It's about eight kids, so he's running around just hopping, just bleeding like a stuck pig.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Sue says, hey, grab him, boys, and hold him down. She walks inside, goes in there on the table, and gets a brand new round thing of finds salt. It comes out, pops the lid, and takes it and just opens it just wide. I could have laid my hand in it. Look, and proceeded to fill that cavern.
The wound?
The Grand Canyon. She filled it full of salt. And then said, okay, boys, coming out of shoot 9 is lightning. Turn him loose. She was a clown, too. Boy, he's just on fire.
Well, yeah. There's a reason they call it pouring salt into a wound.
So look, he runs around for about 30 minutes, and he said, Mary Sue says, all right, boys, he's run out of gas. Grab him again, bring him up here, and I'm gonna put a butterfly stitch on it.
Oh.
She stitched it herself?
Oh, no. She just took the athletic tape that they wrap boys' ankles with, cut her off about 2 inches, cut a little thing on each side, put one side and mashed it down real good, pulled it real tight, and just done her hand like that on the other side. Did that with about 3 of them.
Boy, you had to be tough to make it back in.
Look, that thing healed up, and look, the finest ball pin you can get that's just right, you know, it's just a little small line. That's the way that thing healed up. It probably should have been like 40 stitches to stitch it up. And no, this was butterfly.
Instead, a little salt and athletic.
I had a little salt and then let him go.
I bet that hurt.
Oh. Oh no, he literally run around.
Man,
and just,
you when know. You eat something salty and you got chapped lips, that mess hurts.
Oh. No.
You imagine just your foot laid open and somebody dumped table salt.
But hey, when she put that butterfly stitch on it, okay. It was
struggling with this story.
It left a line about the size of a sheet of paper. Healed up perfectly.
So she was good at what she did.
Oh, no, she was a good nurse.
She just made you suffer to get there.
I didn't like her bedside manner, though. Because you talking about cruel.
You talking about mean.
No, hey, you talking about cruel. Oh, no.
Life was tougher back then.
You're a national treasure. I didn't like her bedside
manner. That's what I grew up with. Okay, you didn't go to the doctor.
You just went to Aunt Mary Sue.
If you're at Mary Sue's or Irene's or any of that kin folks, they're gonna take care of you.
By tripling the pain.
Oh, hey.
And then letting it heal.
Hey, let it heal. Let it go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, on all those notes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's
what
take
we're
a break.
To do.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
That's what you need, JD. You just need a break on your pillow and take you a nap.
There you go.
I could go for a nap.
Hey,
me
hey,
too.
There you go.
Size got you ready.
Me too.
And a my pillow.
I'm telling you.
The only way to take a nap is on my pillow. If I take it on your pillow, it doesn't work right.
There you go.
Or any other cheapskate pillow out
That's
there.
Right.
I need a my pillow.
It's got
to be why?
Because it's great.
It's made by Michael and Dale.
And
everything he makes is great.
And it is.
The reason is it's original. It's your pillow.
That's right. It belongs to you.
Hey. He's the OG. I mean, my man had his face on a pillow that he made, of course, but that's still legit that he was on a pillow with an American flag.
It's big time.
I mean, that's big time. Look,
got one at my house.
We've talked about the MyPillow stuff for so long, and when I say stuff because they cover everything.
That's right.
They got slippers.
That's right.
They got robes.
Yep. Yeah.
You get
they got
one
towels.
He was my hero here in the ice.
They got bed sheets.
My favorite part is I said MyPillow, and I ain't even talked about their pillows yet.
That's how good they are.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's how good everything is. Look, and right now, as a thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale with the best prices ever, and you get free shipping on your entire order. You just got to go to MyPillow.com/duck right now and use promo code
DUCK,
and you can get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that have just arrived.
Whoa.
And won't last long. You can get a 6-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items too. Everything is on sale. The brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. My goodness. The sheets, slippers, robes, whatever you want.
Towel.
They're great.
They got it all.
Yeah. You want to dry off, they got a towel.
That's right.
And it works great. It works great when it's cold weather and you're in the hot tub and you get out, hand me my robe.
That's it.
It actually takes the water off of you.
That's it.
Did you spend a lot of hot tub time during this ice storm, Phil?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Wisdom.
I can dig it. But if you want it to and you want to try it out and see what we're talking about, to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
DUCK
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get huge discounts on everything and free shipping on your entire order. Go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
DUCK
or call 800-969-3137.
I decided, you know, going back to them meatballs, old Jersey Joe's son is dating my oldest daughter.
Yeah, his name is Joey, right?
Joey, yeah.
Joey, okay.
Yeah. Did they call him Jersey Joey?
Yeah.
No, they just call him Joey.
He was the one that was going to become a Navy SEAL, right?
Well, he had aspirations.
Yeah, okay. He was thinking about it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Speaking of who's man.
Yeah.
You got to be a man to even think about that.
If he made it, he's a man.
No,
even if you don't make it, you're probably still. That ain't easy.
Yeah. But old Joe goes, he goes to Phil's house, cooks for him every week.
That's a
once a week.
That'd be good to book good in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that comes up and said, okay, hey, let me cook you some meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And those were duck?
Wood duck.
Wood duck.
That did not taste like duck.
I don't know. You'd never know it was duck.
Mm-mm.
Okay. He does the same thing with, he fries them, okay? They're wood duck fingerlings.
Those are good.
After a 3-day process that they go through.
The key to making duck taste good is to make it not taste like duck.
A lot of truth.
And look, that fried steak, that's what we call it. Mm-hmm. It's like a filet mignon strip.
Okay? We should have taken Jersey Joe some of them mallards.
Mm-hmm.
We kill.
He would cook them where they'd be edible and good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You think of how many meatballs we could have made.
No, because my dad one time, okay, we killed some and they was butterball fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their fat layer was about like that. And then when we actually took the entrails out, okay, I'm talking about a double handful of just bright yellow fat.
And healthy.
He said, hey, when you get that out of the cavity, he said, put it over on the side because that's what I'm going to fry these ducks in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he literally put that in the iron skillet, melted it down, threw it out, and then the grease, put the ducks in there, and hey, that stuff would melt in your mouth, and you couldn't tell it was duck. It was good. And mallards usually are not very good.
They'd be a little strong.
Yeah, they're a little stout. And these wouldn't. They was delicious.
Mm. Well, you know,
but he cooked them in their own fat.
I've had French fries fried in duck fat.
Oh, yeah, them duck fat fries.
Delicious.
Gives it a good flavor.
Rich. You know what else is good?
Gives them a flavor.
Bear fat.
Bear fat.
That's right.
I never got one then.
Somebody fried.
I had the opportunity to eat bear in Arkansas. A guy hunted all over the world.
Yeah.
And he had what? We had moose, caribou, bear, all kinds of weird meat. Bear stout.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I mean, you got to acquire a taste for it.
Yeah.
I don't ever understand acquiring a taste.
It's got a strong flavor.
If you're trying to acquire it, just don't eat it. Just try something else.
Well, no, I'm just saying, hey, it's like wine. A lot of people, you got to cultivate a taste for wine.
Yeah, the third glass always tastes better than the
first.
Well,
no, I'm just, no, I ain't talking
about that. That ain't acquiring.
I ain't talking about getting drunk. Okay, I said, hey, it's a thing.
And that fourth glass is the best one.
And suddenly everything tastes better.
No, I want to tell you the best part.
And
hey,
next thing you know, you got twins.
When you see the last little swallow and you drink it, throw the bottle away. That's the best part.
I don't know.
Now, you're going to pay for it later, okay? But, hey, there you go.
But speaking of the best part and ducks, duck season's over, basically, huh?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Cool. This
it rained like 5 inches. We got 4 days left. It rained like 5 inches. So everything we had went.
They all leave.
But it ended with a bang, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, you see that.
Look at there. Look at that old man.
Boy, howdy.
Because I got that picture. Well, that was like 3 days ago.
I'd been shooting so much that morning that I was out of breath.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
You shot six times?
Yeah. I got my six.
He got his six ducks.
I got my six ducks.
In but six shells?
No, he shot a full box of my 28 gauge. Yeah,
I shot a full box of 28 gauge.
I got so mad at him. Not about shooting at that. Look, we sitting there, and Clay, like, we had a good morning. These, I was hunting with Si.
I'd say so.
And Clay's dad, who are both 77. So we're letting old men have some fun, do their thing. And we're down. Clay's like, all right, at 9:30, because we had basically all but two ducks. We needed one off duck, one mallard. 9:30, we're out of here. 9:28, I got four mallards on a string. I'm like, okay, we'll just finish our mallard. No
he's
problem.
He's calling them, and they're responding.
They just like this, coming right here. And a dadgum Woody comes through the decoys at about Mach 10. A side just raises up, goes rogue, and misses
him. And I missed him. That's the bad part. If I'd have killed him, it'd been all right, but I missed him.
And I'm looking at them four mallards that are just about, they're coming through the trees at this point. And I'm like, boy, this is a bad deal.
We're fixing to end this show.
We're about to kill us another greenhead. We'll just go on to the house. And Si goes rogue. And I'm like, I said, what are you shooting at? Martin. And he said, you didn't see that, Woody? I said, no.
I said, he was riding a decoy.
And Mr. Billy said, he was moving.
And I said, the bad part is, I said, I'm sorry, shot at him now since you said you used to have 4 milers on the string.
Yeah.
I said, but I thought I could kill him. I said, but he was going a little too fast.
So I'm like, that's 9:28. I'm like, what's over? We're going to leave here 2 ducks shy. And I was kind of bummed because, you know, taking side, whatever. And then, like, I take one step to go get the decoys, and I look up, and I'm like, I look down, it's 9:30. I said, ooh, there's 6 milers and a pintail drake. I said, okay, we got a chance. I told Clay, I said, we're going to work them, and then we'll leave. He said, yeah, no problem. So we got them in there. They come down in the decoys, and there's just this big, beautiful bull sprig. You can see him over in front of Si, just hovering in the decoys.
And he's flying toward me.
And he's flying right at Si, yeah. But Si's got his gun above him at the mallards, and I'm like, shoot the sprig. Shoot the sprig.
No. The mallard drake has lit, and he looked like a giant.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at, he looked like a giant mallard drake, and I'm just fixing him. He lit on the water, and I'm just fixed to kill him, and Martin's pleading, kill the bull sprig, kill the bull sprig.
Just begging. Somebody
shoot. Begging.
Because our cameraman, Jared, right here beside me, and I'm just watching him track the bull sprig.
And he's coming toward me the whole time.
I mean.
You know, so, hey, really, I didn't know it. I said, when Sid said, kill the bull sprig, I'm looking at him. So I'm waiting, okay, because he's coming toward me anyway.
Kill him.
Billy shoots the big mallard drake on the water, the guy's right to my left, and I just raised up and killed the bull sprig.
Game, set, match. 9:31 we got out of there, but it was fun. And
full limits.
Man, we laughed.
We had an off duck and a big mallard drake.
Si shot him a shoveler.
Oh, I had to kill her. Because as soon as we saw her, she cupped her wings, and she's up there where she looks like a mosquito. And then the next 3 seconds, she's up there from 500 yards to down in the decoy doing this.
I said, that's a shoveler. Boom. I said, you dead now?
I don't care. She was just too pretty. She was just too pretty coming in the decoy.
Oh, them shovelers die pretty.
Yeah. Hold on. Hey.
I ain't ever laughed that much on a duck hunt in a long time. Si missed 3 times and just say, wasn't on her. And he's just laughing at himself.
Right.
He didn't care. He just putting more shells in the gun. Right. He's like,
and then I had another one come in there. And I raised up and boom, 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 3 times on her. Yeah,
wasn't on him.
And I said, well, wasn't on him again.
Si, the only man I know miss a duck 3 times, not even get mad about it. And I'm over there laughing at him, laughing at himself. Like,
back in the old days, you get your butt chewed out for missing ducks.
Oh, well, you would have never beat Phil or Jace on them punches. I mean,
no.
Yeah, they would have never got that low. Okay, I was enjoying it watching them coming. They would have never got that low with Phil and Jace.
Yeah, we shot a lot of them wet.
Oh, yeah.
And we shot a lot of them on the water. Yeah. It was fun. I like tricking them things. I like making them land on the water before I shoot them.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to 3 of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win, because there was a lot of the movie about Si in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
By the way, I didn't tell you and Clay.
Yeah.
Y'all did a fabulous job at calling.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, because they
Wait a minute. Did you say Clay did a good job of calling?
Yeah, he did. He used restraint.
He didn't call.
He used very good restraint.
He just didn't make a sound.
Because Martin's been getting on him. That's why.
Yeah.
Them two argued the whole time I was there.
Oh, we fight like cats and dogs.
Yo, Clay said, hey, look, last thing he told me when I left, he said, hey, I need you to help me train him. Okay? And right. I said, Clay, I don't think he's trained.
You need to do with Clay like we did with Si.
Banish him?
No.
Oh.
No.
About to say he owns the place.
No. What you do is you brag on
his gadwall call.
No.
You give him a little light gadwall call that barely makes a sound.
Let me tell you Clay's problem, and I love him to death. He's one of my best friends in the world. Something is wrong with the boy's vision, and he'll admit it.
Well, no.
Now.
Yeah, he's going to talk. He needs
so surgery. Because
if he can see good, he wouldn't have that haircut.
No, I think that's just natural. Okay. That ain't even a perm.
I was like, his vision's off, for sure.
That ain't even a perm. That's just who he is. But, like, he just can't see the ducks anymore. So he'll blow when the ducks are, like, right over the hole. And I'm like, I asked him, Odessa, when did we just start blowing when they're right on the hole? When did we change what we do? Yeah. Like, when did that become a thing?
But I will have to say, in his defense, he does it real light.
Oh, he does. And he sounds way better than he used to.
It's not big, high ball.
I cut him.
He does it low.
I cut him one of our original reachers down pretty good for him. I mean, it sounds really good on him. Yeah. Now, when I blow it, it sounds like like trash.
Yeah, because you lowered it.
Yeah, but I got it low for him because he don't have a lot of air. Yeah. So I got in there and fouled.
They both sounded good because, hey, they was.
Well, when you have a really good duck call, duck calling him pretty.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah,
when
when I hunted that ice hole the other day, like a world champion duck caller.
These were not coming
Every time I blew the duck call, they came in the hole.
Yeah, but here's the deal. This ain't that type of hole. They were coming over.
I saw pictures that Martin sent me of that hole with 3,000 ducks on it.
Well, there were no 3,000.
So I'm pretty sure that
they wasn't filing in there. They were called.
Si got it on the end of it. And we were hunting a spot where they didn't want to be.
But I had to take him.
I had to take him to a blind.
Yeah.
So he can't go stand in
there.
And
the blind is in the wrong place. They're going to move it next year.
Yeah.
Is that your opinion or?
No, that's mine. This is the first time we ever hunted.
They put it in there, and it's first year.
Yeah, first time we ever hunted that duck blind was with Si.
Because they got the south blind, which we was hunting in, okay, and it's in the wrong spot, and they know it. And then they right across from it, like 40 yards, is the north wind blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're going to have to move this one about, 20 yards to the right.
Ain't no problem. Yeah, we can move it.
Martin's already got it down.
Yeah. It's a shotgun. Yeah.
But no, they had to call these ducks. They wasn't just coming in there like coming over high. They'd hit them, they'd turn, and then they would work them in, and they did get in there right. They called them.
We shot them.
They wasn't coming in there, were they?
Huh?
They was coming.
No,
they just weren't coming. They was coming to the woods. They wasn't coming right there.
They wasn't coming right there.
You had to tell them to come.
The ducks were called.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Martin's really good on duck call, but Clay.
Well, Clay's actually good too.
Clay catches a lot of strays this episode.
He's gotten better.
I guess I hadn't heard him in a while. Have you been helping him?
I was going to tell him.
I cut down that reacher for him. It's good.
I was going to tell him.
Did you call?
But no,
he didn't even bring.
I don't even have a duck call.
You see, Si.
I don't even have a duck call anymore.
Si ain't wearing or hunting with nothing of his.
Nothing.
I said, Si, you want to go duck hunting?
Those pants don't look his size.
I said, Si, we want to go duck hunting in the morning? He said, yep. Yeah. And then
I said, but I might get Stone to bring me my shotgun and my waders from the lair.
Yeah.
And Stone said, no, I'm at the house.
And Stone said, I slept in today, so hey, he's just out. And Martin said, hey, I think we can get you a gun, waders, and everything.
Well, I knew I had you a gun and waders, but everything Si got on there is barred.
Except the hat.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
I never dreamed I looked at Si, whatever, he was sitting on the four-wheeler. I was getting stuff out of blind. I said, I never dreamed I'd see the day where I'm toting an oxygen tank and a tea jug out of the duck blind.
And my cup.
I had my arms were full of nothing to do with duck hunting. Yeah. It was all a size grip.
It was this, and this.
Oh, boy.
And my oxygen tank.
Yeah, it was funny.
And Clay actually walked me to the tree where we got the duck
Where we took the picture, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I told Si, I said, I need you to walk 10 yards for me. He said, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, Clay come in and sit down, and he said, hey, we may have a problem here. And I said, what? He said, well, they hung the ducks up behind you about 10 yards. I said, Clay, I can walk 10 yards.
Yeah.
I said, it ain't no problem.
I didn't know because that morning we just pulled right to the duck blind. He stepped from the rig into the blind. So it was.
You've earned that, though, look, sir.
Yeah, but we had some shove, some wedging.
You took a good picture. It looks like you just killed 100 mallards.
Yeah. Two ducks come in and light, and I'm on the one to the right, or no, to the left. Mm-hmm. I fix the shoot at the hand. And Mark said, no, to the right, shoot the Drake.
Yeah, old Wedge and Drake, that old white head just shining out there inside, taking dead aim at the hen. Yeah. I was like, shoot the Drake, man.
And he's holding, shoot the Drake.
Then she got up, and that gun went that way. I said, no.
let her go. He wouldn't let me shoot her.
Will this be on YouTube at some point?
We making little ducks, man. Quit shooting them brown ones.
Yeah.
The first group of mallards in the morning was three of them. You see her right there, right dead center.
This one?
I put her right there, just out of spite. I wanted her right in the middle.
Yeah.
Three mallards, first three mallards of the morning come in. I said, all right, kill them two drakes. The first duck Silas Robertson shoots is a mallard hen.
Well, that was the one in front of me.
Oh,
right
now she was the closest. And she was coming right. Yeah. I was like, but I said shoot the two drakes. I thought he knew that I wasn't going to shoot. So don't shoot the one. Shoot the one on my end. I ain't shooting.
And well, I made up for it. The other one swung away.
But he raised up, just pole-axed that hen. I said, oh, no.
And then the Drake was going out.
We ain't killed a mallard hen in 3 days.
The other way, and I waited, and I told him, okay. And he was saying, somebody shoot that Drake. Boom. Yep. That was the one I shot out there about 40.
Every time he hits it, it goes off.
My computer's turned off 15 times this episode.
But hunting with that old man as a ball, I wish everybody could do it.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It was fun.
Look, we've been chasing the same buck all deer season.
We've seen him four times.
Have you killed him?
Nope.
No.
He's pretty slick.
He won.
We, Thursday, we sat here.
Yeah, deer season's over, huh?
It's over.
No. He's waving the white flag.
No. Look, we're sitting in the elm hole, Stan. Okay, on Thursday, we look, he ain't coming out tonight. Dark gets there, we leave. He goes and collects all the trail cameras.
Mm-hmm.
There's another deer stand 400 yards across to the left. Okay, he pulls up there and checks the card on it, looks at it on his phone. There he is standing right out in the broad, in the middle of the field at like 75 yards. Looking around, 5:15 in the afternoon.
So the scenario is we have the area where he lives, this buck we call Toothpick.
A
hammer.
Yep, he's a brute.
We have two deer stands 500 yards apart. One I hunt north winds, one I hunt south winds. Well,
makes sense.
Guess what?
Like we do duck blind.
Oh, yep. Toothpick, he hunts the wind too.
Yeah.
He didn't get that big by being done.
No. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So we'd be sitting on one stand and look over there 400 yards, and he's standing right next to the other stand. We're watching him with binoculars.
So we, next day, Friday, Saturday, and we go in early because Jason and the duck hunter are going to come in by the blind. So we went all the way around.
Yeah, they did an evening hunt that evening.
Yeah, went away all the way around far as it is on the pipeline. Come in that way. We slip in, get in the, he drops me off up. I get in the stand. He goes, parks the four-wheeler, walks back, with a gun. We're set up at 2 o'clock, sitting in the blind. Well, about 2:30, here comes Jersey Joe and Phil and somebody else, buying a four-wheeler. Then 15 minutes later, Jason comes driving by. They wave at us, and they go duck hunting. We're deer hunting.
So our strategy was, I told Si, Toothpick going to think we duck hunting today.
Yeah, bait and switch.
Yeah.
We down there by the boathouse.
Yeah. So they drive by, so we're sitting there, and, the deer start moving. We got a couple in the food plot on our stand where we're sitting, the hilltop. Well, the M hole's over there about 500 yards. And it starts, the field out there starts deer coming out there, and Stone's going, oh, wait a minute, there's a big deer over there in the end of it. Let me look. He said, gah. I knew when he said, gah. I said, don't tell me. He said, guess what? I said, he's down there, right? He said, oh, yeah. He said, guess what? I said, what? He said, he's fixing to walk right in front of that stand.
Oh,
that's 50 yards.
And he grazed for 45 minutes.
He stayed
50 yards from that other deer
stand. 50 yards from that deer stand the whole afternoon, and we're over there 500 yards looking at him, and I said, you got
to
be kidding.
We've been trying to kill him all year.
I said, you got to be kidding.
But it's been fun chasing him. You got to admit.
We've seen him four times.
So I picked one deer he wanted to kill. That was him. And, and that's who we've been hunting.
Well, next October.
Well, if I get him, I don't care for 1,000 yards. I'm just going to say, hey, set that stupid scope at 1,000, and I'm fixing to shoot all this whole clip. If I have to kill him. Okay, because I know he ain't going to help me out. Okay, so if I see him at 1,000, hey, set the scope's phone and stand back, lock the weapon down, because I'm fixing to empty this clip on him.
Old sniper.
In my experience the other day, he does the best work at about 20.
That's right.
Yeah, I like him. Oh, yeah. I like them close.
Yeah. Well, let's take our last break. We'll get in that inbox. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back. hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. Johnny D, what's in there today?
We're just going to get this out of the way.
Uh-oh. All right, go ahead. Is this the Black Panther?
Yep. Everybody's sending it. It was in Texas on January 2nd.
It's made its way to Alabama, South Carolina.
Is that thing beautiful or what?
I guarantee you. He is a pretty cat.
What do you think that is?
That is the jaguar.
Yes. That's
That's the South American jaguar is what that is.
Yeah.
In Grovetown, Texas. I don't know where that is.
Well, he's been everywhere by now.
One I haven't seen before.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but after that one first got posted, and now he's been everywhere.
I was just fixing to say, that's real deal.
Yeah, that's a real cat.
That's a real cat, and he's the American jaguar, South American jaguar.
Yeah. I don't know where he's from. No. But.
Oh, no, he's from South America.
Oh, no, I know. I'm saying I don't know about the trail cam picture. Yeah. Where
the trail cam picture is from right there. Here's us up here in Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dallas, in between Dallas and Houston.
But see, if you get on there now and look,
that cat,
he's been in
Kentucky,
Texas, Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're all showing him. Yo.
Yeah, anywhere the family trees get kind of straight. I'm kidding. Yeah.
Whoa.
Lord, I apologize.
Facebook shots fired at the Black Panther believing community. Also, we're in trouble.
What's that Phil always said? He said, I always heard they sound like a woman screaming. He said, every time I went and looked when I heard a woman screaming, it was in fact a woman screaming.
Yeah.
He stole that from Epinet.
He said, every time I stumbled across what I thought was a woman screaming, it was in fact a woman screaming.
Yeah, he got that from his cameraman, Epinet. Greg Epinet.
Oh, man, that was funny.
All right, we're also in trouble, and I'm just going to read Robin's email.
That's fine.
Word for word. We don't want to hear the details of Godwin's stomach virus. Y'all are discussing too many bathroom tales, and they aren't funny.
Why are we laughing?
There are a lot of ladies in your audience, and we don't want
to
hear it.
Hey, your sense of humor needs adjusted.
Uh-oh. So I just got a question for you. Do ladies not get the stomach virus?
That's right. Hey.
They don't think it's funny.
Well, you got to laugh. Like, when things are painful, the best thing you can do is laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, like, it'll help you get through it.
Yeah. It makes it not seem as bad. Like, you know.
When I read that, I was like, we did talk about Goblin in the bathroom a lot that day.
Right, well, he did, yeah. He
but you can't
overdo it. And Hunter, too, because they both had it at the same time.
Hunter was worse. Look,
yeah.
And number one, really, it was funny because, hey, it's not really funny. It's very painful for the person going through it.
But it's hilarious
when
for
you're
everybody
telling
else.
The story to some other people.
After you're
it's
better.
Funny then.
Yeah, after you're better, you got to laugh at it. Because, like, if you sneeze and ruin your drawers, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny in the moment, but
last
once you get home and get a clean pair and you get cleaned up, you're like, man, that sucks. Yeah. I mean,
you know. The worst is whenever it iced over. Anytime you had to go to the bathroom, you step on the wrong piece and your legs kind of whoop.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's a good way for it to go. Yeah. Was that you that almost ran me over when I was walking back from my parents' house?
During ice?
Wasn't you?
No.
Somebody went down your driveway. And I was in the middle of your driveway, and I just had to slide backwards because whatever silver truck that was wasn't stopping.
Silver truck.
That had been Al. Al's
might have been Al.
Over, isn't it?
I didn't know, but whoever it was didn't stop and wave, and I was like, bye. Anyway,
you'd think if they were at Stone's house, they'd at least know who you were.
I was pretty bundled up.
I mean, well.
Or were you in your vehicle? Or
no,
you,
I was walking.
He was walking with chicken and dumpling.
Huh. I couldn't go easy, down that road.
Should have been easy to spot.
Big Dave.
Big Dave was making food. I said, I'm going.
He had right. he had a gallon bucket of chicken and dumpling. And was walking back home.
Some tortilla chips. I went for the tortilla chips. I got chicken and dumplings. All right. This one just goes with this episode too perfect. Brett, 31, lives in Georgia. Been duck hunting the last 7 to 10 years and has never been the caller. Mm. Got a little clay in him.
Oh, boy.
I'm wanting to start calling and get my own calls. What would y'all suggest for the best beginner duck call? And then he said it doesn't matter what brand, but, I mean, we're going to give you a very specific brand. What we do.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
If we're doing our job.
He said it doesn't have to be a duck commander call, but it does.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Gadwall Drake.
Get on that gadwall call. Y'all get on them gadwall calls, boys. Bam, bam, bam. No, out of ours, I mean, the easiest one to me to get a good duck sound out of is Old Raspy, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good to start on.
That's a good one to start. You figure it out.
Stone had a good idea. Okay, look, you have to really practice a lot on the one that Martin's talking about, on the gadwall. You know, just listen to it, and then you blow it in and just eat.
And being from Georgia, you should probably. From being from Georgia, you probably ought to learn how to blow that woody call, and you ought to probably listen to a bunch of divers, of ringnecks.
Well, Alabama, Gunnersville Lake's got a lot of gadwall.
But he's from Georgia.
I know. But, hey, they probably go over to Georgia a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because there's thousands of them on Lake Gunnersville.
A wood duck call, though, that's. Am I wrong here? I could never.
I'll fix that. No. That's a hard one to learn.
I tried to learn when I was
like a,
and I was
it's
like,
a lot like a goose call. Yeah. So if you can blow a goose call, you can blow a wood duck call. If you can blow a short reed goose call, you can blow a wood duck call pretty easy. But
they say wood ducks can't be decoyed.
Which is
I got lots of footage this year.
Which is a bald-faced lie.
Okay. We have more woodies than we've ever had this year.
If you know how to call.
We had three groups in decoys this morning.
Yeah.
Of wood ducks?
Wood ducks, lightning the decoys.
And you called them in?
Yep.
Y'all smash?
Because, see, here's the thing.
Did better than me. I just shot a bunch of jacks.
A wood duck makes a distinctive sound when he's flying. And he also makes a distinctive sound when he's sitting on the water. So if you're trying to get them to your decoys, you've got to make the sound of one on the water.
Yep.
You don't do the flying call.
Can you blow a wood duck call?
No. That's why I was saying, you know, because they make so many different sounds. And wood ducks they're like a bunch of children. They like to laugh and play and have a lot of fun.
They do. You watch them on trail camera.
Yeah,
they have a good time.
If you watch them when they're out there in the water, they chase each other, splash water on each other, dive and run from each other. You know, because if you slip up on a wood duck on a creek, if you actually look up over above the bank and a wood duck's below you, he's not going to fly. He's going to dive, and then he's going to come out of the water flying 30 yards up yonder. Okay? Okay, pretty slick. But they are fun to watch because you're talking about like to have a lot of fun. They're my kind of people.
And apparently fantastic to make a meatball out of.
Oh, yeah, make a good meatball.
Wow. That was a delicious meatball.
I'm here to tell you. I'm hoping that there are some left when we get over.
But that depends on what you're hunting, sir. What ducks?
Yeah, I would imagine since he won't talk about calling, he wants to blow a mallard call.
Yeah.
Well,
are there mallards
and if you're not going to go with a duck commander, look, I think a lot of us in the world, the first duck call was a Haydale's DR85. There's a reason there's probably more of them been sold than any other duck call. It's because it's very easy to get a good ducky sound out of. So if you're not going to support us, which is fine, support my buddy Rod over there in Shreveport, Louisiana. Haydale's DR85 is also a great beginner duck call.
And he's been in it for years.
Yeah. And they're good people.
And they're good people.
Rod's coming over to hunt this weekend with us. So, you know, I like Rod. He's good people. So.
And on that note,
we all friends.
We are all friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to wrap her up?
Yep. Beth's giving me the wrap this thing up symbol. Acts 10:13.
Arise.
and make it into a meatball.
That's right.
Now we're paraphrasing that.
That was paraphrased. That was the duck call version.
Yeah, that was the NDC, new duck call room translation.
The NIV says, then a voice told him, get up, Peter, kill and eat.
There you go. Whack them and stack them. We got 4 days left.
We've been doing it ever since we got the order from headquarters.
Amen.
Orders from headquarters.
That's right.
Kill it, make meatballs out of it. There you go. We'll see y'all next time, duck call room.
Kill and eat.